Well, welcome to the Daily Dose of Awesome, sponsored by Elite Marketing Pro. This is Krista, and this is your 15 minutes of motivation, inspiration, and education to help you get your day going strong. And today's speaker is the amazing Kate McShay, and we are very excited to have her here on the call today. Since we only have 15 minutes, I'm going to be quiet now and turn it over to Kate. Take it away.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Krista, for the kind introduction. Absolutely. I always love hanging out with you a couple of minutes before the call and getting to hear about what's going on with you. So thanks so much, and I'll take the call over.
Yep.
Okie doke. So what I'm going to talk to you all about today is I'm going to talk about what you need to be focusing on in order to actively produce results. And what I wanted to do is piggyback off of, if you have not seen the Monday Mojo with Chef Katrina and Norbert, okay, that is going to be a huge one for you. So definitely make sure that you hop into your members area inside of Elite Marketing Pro and make sure that you watch that Monday Mojo because it's absolutely awesome. And what I wanted to do is just continue to move even further into what they discussed and what they talked about. So one of the things that Chef Katrina and Norbert discussed was a daily method of operation and three things that you should be focusing on every single day that Norbert actually learned from Mike Dillard way, way, way back when. And it still rings true, and it's still what I do when we're building our business every single day and what produced results for us the best. So it's all about these three steps: building an audience, engaging with your audience, and selling to your audience, okay? It's going to be those things. I'll say it one more time. Building an audience, engaging with your audience, and selling to an audience. But here's the thing that I have found that used to trip me up in the beginning, and I know trips up a lot of my students, is number one, well, what's the order that you utilize in order to create long-term growth? What's the order that you utilize to create short-term success? And then, where are you spending your time the most throughout your workday? Okay, now I know there's going to be quite a few of you who are doing this part-time, so this is going to be even more critical for you. And if you're doing this full-time, this is going to still be incredibly important for you because there is a good chance that where you're blocking out your time and what you're taking action on actually isn't falling into these three categories, okay? Or if it is, it's a small amount of time. So what I wanted to do today is I wanted to talk about the three different categories: building an audience, engaging with your audience, and selling to your audience. And I wanted to talk about actually what falls into each category and then paint a picture for you on how quickly that whole three-step process can then be put into play inside of your business. So when we talk about building an audience, okay, before we do that, let's talk about what it actually means to produce, okay, to produce and to actually get results, okay? So producing by definition is to cause something to happen or create something that then comes to existence, all right? So in my mind, there's like two separate groups, okay? There's a group that creates active results, and then there's a group in your business that prepares you for results, okay? So think about that. If you took like a piece of paper and you drew a line down in the middle and you had on one side you had active results, okay, and on the other side you had preparing you for results, all right? So if we hop over to the active results side, that's where you're going to see your three key areas that you need to focus in on your business. Building an audience, okay? So building an audience can be anything from creating ads like you do inside of Elite Marketing Pro to send them the blog posts, to send your viewers the blog posts, having people register for a webinar, right? Because these are all things that you can do in order to generate leads and actually start building an audience of people that start following you, and you create this list of people that now you can communicate with. Creating a Facebook likes campaign to build up your Facebook fan base. So again, with social media, this is also a way to build an audience, right? Build an Instagram following, build a Snapchat following, build a YouTube subscriber following, right? Build a Facebook likes campaign so you create a massive audience on Facebook, right, through your Facebook fan page. Anything that you can do there in order to actually post on social media that then sends people to a place where you can collect and generate leads, right? Those are all active things that you can do in order to build an audience, okay? Second one, engaging with that audience. So what can that look like? What are some things that you can put into that group? Well, sending your list of prospects an email, right? Consistently every single day with some sort of value. Sending your list of prospects a blog post, right? Or sending your ad, right, to a blog post that you've created. That's a way that you can engage with them. Doing a Facebook Live is a way that you can engage with your audience. Doing a Periscope is a way that you can engage with your audience. Doing a training webinar is a way that you can engage with your audience. Calling your leads is a way that you can actually engage with your leads, give them value, and then transition into the third piece, which is selling to your audience, right? Because, again, people will continue to buy from you over and over and over again if they know, like, and trust you. So every single thing that we do inside of our business has some sort of way for people to buy something, okay? So it might be giving away at the end of a blog post some sort of lead magnet, some sort of thing that they have to enter in their information to get for free, and then I send them to some sort of sales page, right? So with a traction marketing formula, they enter in their information to get a 10-day boot camp, and then they get sent to a sales page by the amazing Fernie, who then tells them more about buying the Attraction Marketing Formula ebook. At the bottom of your emails, promote some sort of product that they can look at so they can buy, right? Closing leads over the phone. So you call them, right, and you're engaging with your audience, but then you turn to selling to your audience, finding something that would be a good fit for them. So one thing that you can do today is create those three areas and start making a list of the things and listen to this replay that you can do to build your audience, engage with that audience, and sell to that audience. Now, what I find that most people start to get a little bit confused on is what order do you do in order to create long-term growth? What order do you do these three things in order to create short-term growth? Well, the cool thing is that the answer is actually easy. You do it the same way to create short-term growth and the same way to create long-term growth, okay? First step for us is always, and I'll give you an example in just a second, build an audience. Second step is engage with that audience. And third step is sell to that audience. And the reason we do it like that, because most people actually flip-flop it backwards. They go to sell, right? Like promote, 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 sell product first. And then they think that they'll build this audience of buyers and that they can engage with them afterwards. And that actually might give you a couple quick sales and a couple quick pops of cash in your pocket. Won't create longevity. So instead, doing build an audience first, engage with that audience second, and sell to that audience third, you're going to create a long-term relationship of people that just love and adore everything you do. Now, here's how easy and how fast it can work. Because sometimes I've had people ask me questions on, well, doesn't it take longer if you need to grow an audience first? You've got to engage with them and, you know, share value and then sell your product. How do you actually do this to where it could take literally a couple of minutes for somebody to go through the build, engage, and sell process? Well, here's a great example, okay? You create an ad through your training inside of Elite Marketing Pro on Facebook. So this is the build piece, right? You're going to build an audience. You create an ad that sends them to a blog post. So that takes maybe like a minute for someone to read your ad and then head on over to the blog post. Now the second piece, right? So that's the build. Second piece was engage. So now they're reading through that blog post. They're getting a ton of value. And that maybe takes them 3 minutes to go through the blog post. And then the third piece is sell, right? So then they go down to the bottom of the blog post. It has a way for them to get into a traction marketing formula on the blog post. And they go and they enter in their email, become a lead for you. And then they end up buying a traction marketing formula. So there you go. So that whole process in itself could take about 10 minutes if you do it the right way. And if you consistently do it, then you'll consistently start getting more of an audience. You'll start getting people who love your content. Third, you'll start generating leads and you'll start closing sales. Now, the biggest thing that comes next, okay, because oftentimes it can seem pretty clear, but remember, we have a whole other side on our paper, right? We have what we need to do to create active results and then what we need to do to prepare for results. So we've already gone through the the three categories you need in order to have active results consistently. However, there's that question of, well, what about training webinars? What about, you know, doing meetings with our team, or, you know, reaching out to my accountability partner, or reading sales letters, you know, and identifying inside of the sales letters really cool copy that I can use inside of my ads? Or what about scrolling through my Facebook news feed for 45 minutes? What about writing and creating a new blog post? Or what about shooting a video? Okay? So here's the deal. All of those things are things that you could list on the side of preparing you for results, right? Watching training in order to increase your skill sets are critical. Getting on some meetings with your team, if you have one, is critical. Reading sales letters, okay, is definitely critical. It's a hugely powerful thing that you can do, especially if you're looking at it from a way of, how can I utilize this process that somebody's taking me through in order to reproduce it so I can create more sales for my business? Scrolling through your newsfeed, not going to help you actively produce results. However, writing a new blog post or shooting a video, those are all things that will definitely help you prepare for results. But here's the kicker. They're not any, none of those things are things that you could put in, you could put underneath building an audience, engaging with that audience, or selling with an audience. So here's what needs to happen, okay? Because all of those things are critical to do. However, they're not helping you get active results, all right? When you get active results, it's when you put that stuff into play. It's when you utilize what was in the training and you put it into your email. It's when you have that blog post that's written, you publish it, and you send it out to your list, okay? And you put it on Facebook, or you create an ad to send traffic to it. Shooting that video doesn't get you any results until it's published and it's put somewhere and it's sent out somewhere to where people can get access. Now, where most people spend their time, okay, where do you think, and obviously we can't chat together, but just think and ask yourself this question. Where do you think most people spend their time when it comes to those two sides, right? If we were to draw a line down the middle of the paper, and there's one side that says active, producing active results, and then the other side is preparing you to produce active results. Most people will spend their time on the preparing for you to produce results inside of your business, not on the active results, because it's easier, right? It's easier to sit and watch a training for 90 minutes than rip your hair out trying to figure out exactly what you need to put into your Facebook ad to make it compelling to get somebody to click, right? But watching that training and just sitting there and watching that training is not going to get you active results. It's all about execution and taking the action you need in order to produce those results. So here's a great tip while I wrap up. Both sides are necessary and both sides are critical in order to continue to create a long-term business. So the biggest thing to think about is just where you're spending your time. So what I can tell you is that when it comes to the side about creating active results, no matter how much time you have in your day to focus in on your business, let's say that it's 3 hours a day. Well, 2 hours to 2.5 hours of your workday need to be focused in on the side with producing active results. So the three categories, building an audience, engaging with that audience, and selling to your audience. That's where the majority of your time should be spent. And then a smaller chunk of time, an hour to a half an hour of your workday, should be focused on the other side of what you need to do, what you need to learn, what you need to research, what you need to create in order to prepare you for getting active results inside of your business. Most people flip-flop those times where they spend 30 minutes on those three categories to get active results, and they spend 2.5 hours on all the other things that need to be done to prepare you for results. So I'm empowering you and challenging you, if that's where you are in that space, to change those time frames. Okay? So the biggest thing to take away from here is focus on these things. Build an audience, engage with that audience, and sell to that audience in order to get active results inside of your business, and spend the biggest time block, the biggest chunk of time during your workday should be spent on that side, and then spend the smallest amount of time honing in on your skills, and really preparing yourself in order to take more action on building an audience, engaging with that audience, and selling to that audience. So that's it for me. It's right about 9:15, which is absolutely perfect. So I'm wrapping it up. And that's it for me, Krista.
Awesome. So I just realized that I have it flip-flopped, so I have to change my daily schedule.
Got it.
Yeah.
I know how it is.
Yeah, it's always nice to get practical advice for how you spend your day and what you should spend your time on. So this is awesome. So I'm going to unmute everybody. Okay, guys, you're unmuted, so let us
thank you, Kate. That was an awesome call, as always. But as you were talking, I was writing down all these different little notes of all the things I have to do today and switch them over to the other side. Thank you for that.
I love it. You're welcome. Thank you, Kate. You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. You're so true. I think a lot of people, including me, spend more time prepping and learning, and then just a little time, oh, I have to do this.
Yes,
so I have to
totally.
Yeah.
Yep, I get it. I know from personal experience, and I still have to remind myself, so.
Well, have a great weekend.
Oh, thanks, you too.
Thanks.
Okay, that was everybody, so I'm going to end the recording. Have an awesome day.
Awesome. Bye, Krista.
Bye-bye. Bye, Krista.